Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings. My eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord, and His truth is marching on. The discussion today will be taken from the book of Romans, the 12th chapter, to the entirety. My friends, today, the birds are still falling from the air. There's walls in every continent. Jesus' disciples asked the Master, "Oh, when is the end time?" He told them, he said, "When you see walls and ruins of walls, earthquake in diverse places, pestilence, famine, know ye not that He's at the door. Nation rise up against nation. Kingdom against kingdom." My friends, there's war on every continent. There's war on every continent. There's war every country. There's famine. When you see pestilence, earthquake in diverse places, pestilence, will it know you not that the end is at hand? Don't expect any other sign of His coming. The sign of His coming is at hand. Beware and make sure that you are ready, because His coming is at the door. My friend, today we are following the chapter as Brother Paul is challenged. He's about to be put to death, and he was challenged his co-workers to be strong in the Lord. To be strong in the Lord. Today, my friends, nation arise up against nation, kingdom against kingdom, every day. My friends, the homosexual marriage, and my friends, the dope, the narcotic dealers are having a field day. The police are surrendered. And the police have surrendered their authority. They fail. Lord, this is a universal call to repentance. Whosoever call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. If no what, if no when. Whosoever call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. My friend, let the dumb, the deaf, the sick, the lame, the hungry, thirsty, weary, sad, naked, and bad, let them call on your name, and He will save your soul. That whosoever call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Let the naked, let the blind receive sight. Let the dumb receive speech. Let the deaf receive hearing. That the sick receive healing. The lame will get up and walk. The hungry will be fed with bread from heaven. The thirsty will drink from the fountain that never went dry. The weary and sad shall be glad. The naked be clothed with a robe of righteousness. Ah, beloved, today, that whosoever called on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Don't forget, my friends, to make your calling on the lecture show. My eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord, and His truth is marching on. I do have the Holy Spirit power. My decision has been made. I am one of His disciples of Jesus. I will not look back. Let up, slow down. Back away or be still. My past had been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. My eyes are fixed on the past. My future is secure. I am finished with the worldly thinking, and I'm looking, amen, for that glorious appearance of the Son of God. My eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord, and His truth is marching on. I need no promotion, position, to be popular. I don't have to be right at all times or at the top of the pyramid or the hill to be recognized or to be praised. And I walk by faith, learn by faith, run my race, and labor by the power of the Almighty. My face is scant, my eyes are fast, my goal is heaven. My road is narrow, and my way is rough. My companions are few, dear Lord. My guide is reliable, and my mission is clear. I won't look back. Amen. I won't look back. I won't, cannot be bought, compromised, detour, lure away, turn back, deluded, or delay. I will not flinch in the face of sacrifice, hesitate in the presence of my adversary, or negotiate at the table of my enemies, ponder at the pool of popularity, or mandate in the maze of mediocre. I won't give up. I won't shut up until I have stayed up, stored up, paid up, and preach up for the cause of Jesus Christ. I am His disciple. I am one of the disciples. I'm trying every day to get the word of God to the four corners of the earth. Amen. And I must go until He come for me. And when He come for me, He shall know me by His blood applied to my heart. And I shall know Him by His wound. You say, Thomas, look my hand, trust your finger in my hand, the wound in my hand, and your hand in my side, the wound in my side. He said, there was a fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's vein, and sinners plunged beneath that flood would lose all the guilty pain. That's where the flood, that's where the blood came from. That's where the water came from to wash your sins away. My friend, today, don't you need a washing of your sins today? That He may wash your sins away and make you whole. Set you on the upward path. My friend, my eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord, and His truth is marching on. Ah, beloved, today, you can tell your neighbors. And your friend, that today His truth is marching on. His truth is marching on. Today, we are not getting a sign. We are not getting a sign from a machine that we are on the air. But I decide to tell it everywhere I go, on the land and on the sea. Master time. Give the master. Give the master a little bit of your time. The reason of your state. Here in the 12th chapter, it reads, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to the world, but be transformed by renewing of your mind, that ye may be prove what is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. For I say, through the grace given unto me to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think to every man the measure of faith. But to think soberly, according as God has dealt to every man the measure of faith. For as we have many members in one body, and all members have not the same office, so we being many are one body in Christ. And every one members one of another. We are speaking about the oneness in Christ. The oneness in Christ. Having then gifts different according to the grace that is given to us. Whether prophecy, let us prophesy according to the proportion of faith. Let us prophesy according to your faith. Our ministry, let us wait on our ministering. Or he that teaches on teaching. Or he that exhorteth on exhortation. He that giveth, let him do it with simplicity. He that ruleth with diligently. He that show mercy with cheerfulness. Let love be without dissimulation. Abhor that which is evil. Cleave to that which is good. Be kind, affectionate one to another. With brotherly love, in honor, preferring one another, not slothful in business, fervent in the spirit, serving the Lord, rejoice in hope, patient in tribulation, continued instant in prayer, distributing to the necessity of saints, given to hospitality. Bless them which persecute you. Bless and not curse. Bless and curse not. Rejoice with them that do rejoice. And weep with them that wept. Of the same mind, one towards another. Mind not high things, but condescend to men of low estate. Be not wise in your own conceit. Recompensing to no man evil for evil. Provide things honest in the sight of all men. If it's possible, if it be possible, as much as light in you, live peaceable with all men. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourself, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, said the Lord. Therefore, if thine enemy is hunger, feed him. If he thirsty, give him drink. For in so doing, thou shalt heap coals of fire on his head, but not overcome evil, not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. My friend today, these all, some of the parting testimony that Brother Paul leave on record for the believers to adhere to become effectual Christian, to live their life as an example of Jesus Christ. He was here on this earth showing us how to live a life, how to conduct a behavior . Here he emphasized, be kind, affectionate, one to another with brotherly love. Our Jesus, the Son of God, who came from glory, gave his life that you and I may have an opportunity to accept the dying Savior. There they hang him high on his trusting wire. Didn't say the word. Oh, my friend, he traveled up Calvary's Hill He didn't sin. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. And they hang him on the cross. And he bled and died without saying a word. But as they lay him in the grave, he said, no grave could hold my body down. But on the third day morning, the miraculous power of God had shook the thing of death, ah, beloved, and set him free. And he said, behold, I live. Behold, I live forevermore. Ah, with the key of death, hell, and the grave, overcomer. And he went back to glory. And he said, Father, behold, I live forevermore. Ah, they placed a hand upon the And he said, that triumphant over sin, over death. For, he said, and no grave can hold my body down. My friend this morning said, be not slothful in business, fervent in the Spirit, servant the Lord. Rejoice in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing instant prayer. Prayer is the key of heaven. Get prayer. Lock the lion jaw. Prayer brought the Savior down. Prayer. My beloved friend, find yourself drifting from the path. You find yourself, amen, being cold and snow. Ask God to renew the spirit of prayer in your soul. Our Father, the world in every continent, everyone is looking for somebody to take away from somebody. Every continent, every land, every earth. They are being attacked from every side. But I know of a surety, my friend, coming soon. And if your soul is not anchored in Jesus today, he did surely take you away. It is a storm on the ocean. And it's surely coming your way. And if your soul are not anchored in Jesus, it will take you away. My friend, are your soul anchored in Jesus today? I'm here to remind you that your soul must be anchored in Jesus in order you may go back when he comes. Before I leave the earth today, I will say to you, there are two trains that bound. One is a hellbound train are bound for hell. The devil himself is the engineer, and he said unto them, fire, yeah. Yeah, he did seven more times. He hit the fire seven more times. And our beloved, they cast him in the grave. And his threat, he said, did not utter two, but two went on three. But thou see, a shepherd. And the third one looked like a son of the living God. God's face is Jesus. God's face is Jesus. Come to be with you. Guide you through the earth. That your soul will not act in Jesus. The other one, but my friend, you have a choice to do, believe the hell on trend. Are invited to listen to the hellbound train. And if you fit those sorts of those procedures, you too can ride the hellbound train. God bless you. And God keep you today and in my prayer to you that God may, that the word of God I will speak today will sink down in your heart and you will receive a fresh anointing, a fresh view. You will receive a fresh alliance with God, knowing that he's coming in such an hour as we think not. My friend today, you will not know when he's coming, because Jesus is my captain. Because Jesus, amen, is my savior that pilots me. Our beloved, remember, as we go off the air, the word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. That lightens my pathway from day to day. I remember, friends, get right with God and do it now. Kneel down at the cross where Jesus shed his blood. It's high time. And you surrender yourself. And you surrender yourself. And let God do a miracle work in your life, my friends. This is Dr. Cox Master Time, signing off for the day. Hope to be back next week at the same time. Bring you the word of God, the unadulterated word of God. So give the master a little bit of your time before it gets too late. Ah, my friend, don't let it be too late. Don't let it be too late. Ah, my friend, look, what the Lord has done for you. He'd kept you all the day long, provide for you. If only you surrender, if only you surrender your life to Him, He'll come in to your life, make His abode. He will sup with you. He will, if you call me, 305-836-9545, Miami, Florida. Dr. Cox will pray with you, yes. Dr. Cox will counsel with you. Dr. Cox will try to put you on the heaven-bound train where the gates are pearl and the streets of gold and the water running down, silver water running down the throne of God. The luscious garden in the background. The tree of life. And my God is standing. Without that outstretched hand, saying, whosoever will come and be saved. But the other places, the devil laughs, say, ha, ha, ha. I'll land you safe from the lake of fire. You as well pay your fare, and I'll land you safe in the lake of fire, where the worm die not, and the fire and not quench. Avalon, what a pay, what a payday for all the evil work that you have done. What a payday. That he'll land you safe. Because you'll pay the price. You'll pay the price. Ten. Your price. My friend. My neighbor. Look to Jesus all the way. Let him come in your heart and make his abode. And he'll be to you just what you let him be. And may God bless you. And may God keep you. Is my prayer today. Amen. Amen. Amen.